Hi there, it's Rocket in here again, and it is time for another podcast. Yesterday's topic was Be a Money Magnet Part 1, and today will be a Money Magnet Part 2, and I am going to end the story of what I started yesterday. But before anything else, just be patient. And if you have any question, you have to ask me because English is my second language. And I know I have a grammar and also an accent. And there will be people out there who probably will not understand what I'm saying, but I do. It's just I cannot pronounce it. And sometimes I talk not in sequence. So anyway, I believe I ended up my topic yesterday with... Honestly, I do not remember, so I'm just going to go ahead and try to recall the last sentences that I ended up my podcast yesterday. So, let's see here. So, like what I was saying, Marshall Silver is real as far as when he stated that a person can be a money magnet because it's been happening to me. And one thing I come to understand that money is not just limited to one source. It could be you get it like from a credit card, maybe a little bit of, you know, you buy a scratchers or a lotto, then you win. And it could be something that you found coins on the ground, you know, those are another ways of having or a money magnet can manifest into your life. And I am kind of off right now because there's a thunder outside, and we have two dogs in here, and they are hiding actually under my feet because of the rolling thunder. So anywho, and then recently, here's another example of a money magnet. First of all, yeah, last month was my birthday. And the first week of June, my crock pot died, and I was forced to buy a pressure cooker because I was in the middle of cooking. The following week after that, my washing machine actually decided to give up. And I found so much water on the ground. So I said, okay, it's time to get even a used washing machine. The third week of that, I went for a regular dental checkup on my birthday. I actually came out of the dentist's office with a $2,500 of bills. Apparently, I need a crown. And I remembered 2 years ago, I applied for care credit, and I was not approved. But this time, they approved me, and I was like, cool. So I was able to use that. And at the end of the month, Evo, who had developed a pain on his jaw, now there's bumps, you know, that's another extra money that I need to, what they call this one, I need to come out with all the things that's going on. Of course, I got frustrated because I know that money coming in, because I also make sales online on my online store, but the money that comes in, it seems like it's going faster than expected, and I'm tired of keep spending. What I would like is to save. So with all these things, and next week I will be taking Evo to a vet to have to see where is that bumps going, because it could be a water excess, or it could be maybe a fox tail that went to his gum. I do not know. So I was telling Rebel the other day, oh my gosh, there's so much money that I need to come up with. You know, it looks like the possibility of savings is not going to happen. But here we go again. American Express sent me a business card invitation, and I actually got approved with unlimited spending, but I know how American Express works. So I'm very, very watchful of that. And then I have another card that came in from a credit union, and it has a 0 APR until November of 2020, so which is next year. So I kind of like take benefits of that by paying what I owe on American Express and just take care of that bill. All in all, with all that is happening, then yesterday I got a letter from the child support because my ex-husband with my youngest kid was actually hiding from me before my daughter turned 18. He actually planned it, and I was like, okay, just do this hiding, and he owes me money, things like that. And the letter that I've got from the child support said that in 60 days, my case will be closed against the dude. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, you know, that they just gonna do that. But what happened was I actually have a child support debit card, and I actually ended up calling just to see what's going on because I was not expecting anything. But there's a reason why they're closing account. And would you believe if I said that they were able to find him and they were able to take all what he owes me? And, you know, if you do not believe in the power of a money magnet, I don't know what to tell you. I cannot convince you. But this is a validation between my previous podcast, which was yesterday, and today. If it's not a money magnet, what's going on with me, I do not know. But you can be the judge. You can make that happen in your life. And I don't know how, but I set that intention, and now I believe in the power of becoming a money magnet. And I'll throw the same intention with our business, so we don't have to worry about money. And, you know, part of our plan is we make a lot of money in our business, or any income that is coming in, we would like to employ other people so they can benefit from the things that we've been reaping. This is my podcast and this is the end of my Be a Money Magnet. And if you have any question, hey, you know where to find me. Feel free. But for now, I would like you to listen to my podcast and have a good day. Bye. Hi there, it's Rocket in here again, and it is time for another podcast. Yesterday's topic was Be a Money Magnet Part 1, and today will be a Money Magnet Part 2, and I am going to end the story of what I started yesterday. But before anything else, just be patient, and if you have any question, you have to ask me, because English is my second language, and I know I have a grammar and also an accent, and there will be people out there who probably will not understand what I'm saying, but I do. It's just I cannot pronounce it, and sometimes I talk not in sequence. So anyway, I believe I ended up my topic yesterday with, honestly, I do not remember, so I'm just going to go ahead and try to recall the last sentences that I ended up my podcast yesterday. So let's see here. So like what I was saying, Marshall Silver is real as far as when he stated that a person can be a money magnet, because it's been happening to me. And one thing I come to understand that money is not just limited to one source. It could be you get it like from a credit card, maybe a little bit of, you know, you buy a scratchers or a lotto, then you win. And it could be something that you found, coins on the ground, you know, those are another ways of having, or a money magnet can manifest into your life. And I am kind of off right now because there's a thunder outside, and we have two dogs in here, and they are hiding actually under my feet because of the rolling thunder. So, anywho, and then recently, here's another example of money magnet. First of all, yeah, last month was my birthday, and the first week of June, my crockpot died, and I was forced to buy a pressure cooker because I was in the middle of cooking. The following week after that, my washing machine actually decided to give up, and I found so much water on the ground. So I said, okay, it's time to get even a used washing machine. The third week of that, I went for a regular dental checkup on my birthday. I actually came out of the dentist's office with a $2,500 of bills. Apparently, I need a crown. And I remembered 2 years ago, I applied for care credit, and I was not approved. But this time, they approved me, and I was like, cool. So I was able to use that. And at the end of the month, Evo, who had developed a pain on his jaw, now there's bumps. You know, that's another extra money that I need to, what they call this one, I need to come out with. With all the things that's going on, of course, I got frustrated because I know that money coming in. Because I also make sales online on my online store, but the money that comes in, it seems like it's going faster than expected, and I'm tired of keep spending. What I would like is to save. So with all these things, and next week I will be taking Evo to a vet to have to see where is that bumps going, because it could be a water excess, or it could be maybe a fox tail that went to his gum. I do not know. So I was telling Rebel the other day, oh my gosh, there's so much money that I need to come up with. You know, it looks like the possibility of savings is not going to happen. But here we go again. American Express sent me a business card invitation, and I actually got approved with unlimited spending, but I know how American Express works, so I'm very, very watchful of that. And then I have another card that came in from a credit union, and it has a zero APR until November of 2020, so which is next year. So I kind of like take benefits of that by paying what I owe on American Express and just take care of that bill. All in all, with all that is happening, then yesterday I got a letter from the child support because my ex-husband with my youngest kid was actually hiding from me before my daughter turned 18. He actually planned it, and I was like, okay, this dude is hiding and he owes me money, things like that. And the letter that I've got from the child support said that in 60 days, my case will be closed against the dude. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, you know, that they're just going to do that. But what happened was I actually have a child support debit card, and I actually ended up calling just to see what's going on because I was not expecting anything. But there's a reason why they're closing account. And would you believe if I said that they were able to find him and they were able to take all what he owes me? And, you know, if you do not believe in the power of money magnet, I don't know what to tell you. I cannot convince you. But this is a validation between my previous podcast, which was yesterday, and today. If it's not a money magnet, what's going on with me, I do not know. But you can be the judge. You can make that happen in your life. And I don't know how, but I set that intention. And now I believe in the power of becoming a money magnet. And I'll throw the same intention with our business, so we don't have to worry about money. And, you know, part of our plan is we make a lot of money in our business, or any income that is coming in, we would like to employ other people so they can benefit from the things that we've been reaping. This is my podcast for, and this is the end of my Be a Money Magnet. And if you have any question, hey, you know where to find me. Feel free. But for now, I would like you to listen to my podcast and have a good day. Bye.